the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on this beautiful Friday morning. We're so glad to have you with us today. I'm Gabby Smith, along with Damien Collado and Alicia Clovedo. Hey, guys.
Good
happy
morning.
Friday.
Happy it's Friday, for
Friday.
Sure.
Woo-hoo.
Labor Day weekend.
That's right. That's
yes.
Right. Well, today is the Feast of Blessed John Francis Bertet and Companion. So let's start with prayer this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, blessed John Francis Bertet and companions, pray for us.
Pray for us. We have a jam-packed show for you today and a movie ticket giveaway, so stay tuned. You want to be on our Facebook Live video today to win these movie tickets. But let's start off in 8 minutes. Eric Miller joins us with the Knights of Columbus. He'll give us an update of what they're up to for the month of September. Okay, 18 minutes. David Scotton joins us. He's an attorney, and he's also talking about the Lifemark movie, which is a movie about his adoption story. And we are giving away movie tickets to see Lifemark in September. This is movie tickets to any movie theater, no matter where you're located. I think it's in the, you know, the contingent United States. But I just wanted to let you guys know that you could be in Alabama, you could be in Mississippi, you could be in Louisiana. It doesn't matter where you are. So stay tuned, and we'll tell you how you can win those tickets. But make sure you're on that Facebook page, facebook.com/Catholic Community Radio, to win these tickets. Okay, and Jeff Young, the Catholic foodie, joins us in 35 minutes. And today he's going to be talking about one of my favorite things, oven-baked salmon. You guys, I'm excited to learn more. Terry Dixon joins us in 48 minutes with the Diocese of Biloxi. He's going to give us an update of what you'll find in this week's Gulf Pine Catholic newspaper update. So a fun show today, Damien. Looking forward to what our guests have to talk about.
Yes, and looking forward to today's weather as well. Yesterday was really nice and should be another nice day today. Sunshiny day, as they say, 20% chance of rain, so we still may get a shower in the afternoon, but it shouldn't last very long. I can't say that about the weekend, though. 70% chance of rain for tomorrow, and 50-50 for Sunday and Monday. Our Labor Day weekend could be a wet one in almost all 3 days. So let's work around that. May have to light the pit up under the shelter somewhere under a tent. But hopefully we'll all get out there and enjoy some of the sunshine. Otherwise, winds are going to be very light and moderate. And bottom line, temperatures, 80 degrees already in New Orleans, 76 in Baton Rouge, 77 in Thibodaux, Covington, it's the coolest spot, 73. And in Gulfport, it's 75. And it doesn't really matter because everybody's just gearing up because football season is finally upon us. Mm-hmm. Hey, hey, go Tigers. Yes. Go Green Wave.
Yeah.
Go Southern.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody. Talking to one of our coworkers, Karen, she thought LSU was playing Southern this weekend. You could tell she's on top of it. It's next weekend LSU and Southern actually get to play. But it should be a good weekend because LSU is in the Superdome, and they'll be taking on Florida State. Let's hope they win. Tulane taking on Massachusetts. Southern taking on Florida Memorial, whoever they are. I know one thing. I know who you are, and you know who we are. Don't go away. It's 5 after on Wake Up.
Good morning. Today's gospel comes to us from Luke chapter 5. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. And no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says the old is good."
I'll drink to that, Father Chris. Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Wake Up. It is already Friday, September 2nd. So glad you could join us. And with us right now for our monthly update, our, as what we like to say, Knights in the Morning, is Eric Miller, State Advocate for the Louisiana State Council for the Knights of Columbus. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are y'all?
Doing wonderful and ready for the weekend, and you guys are getting ready for the big essay theme contest that you do each and every year. I'd like to, for you to at least touch on that. I think the deadline may have been yesterday or the day before, and who knows, maybe y'all extended it. So I want you to share a little bit about the essay contest that y'all have each year.
Sure. So the essay contest is coming up, and the topic is to explain how young Catholics can evangelize our faith to families and friends who have turned away from religion and encourage them to return to the church and embrace the sacrament. Mm-hmm. And you can get information on how to submit the essays from our website, louisianakc.org, or with any Knights of Columbus Council, and that's how you would submit your essay, is to a council who then, they get multiple essays, would grade it, and then pass it up the line to the district and the diocese. So I'd encourage any youth to participate in that essay contest. And so it's a great endeavor, and we usually have a lot of participants in it.
That's right.
But we've got a very, very busy month of September.
Let her rip. Tell us what's happening.
Well, actually, today, September 2nd, there's a Pastelaya fundraiser with the Ascension of Lord Catholic School in La Place, Louisiana, and that's Council 9623. So from between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. today, they're selling plates of Pastelaya for $10. And so if you're in that area and want to pick up a lunch or an early dinner, I would encourage you to stop by Greenwood Drive there in La Place at Ascension of Lord and pick up a Pastelaya dinner. As you know, I've mentioned it before, we have our Knights of Columbus KC Car Show Saturday, September 24th at the Rain Frog Festival Grounds. And it's $25 a vehicle with a $10 entry fee to walk around. They have live music from noon to 2, and again, you can get information on that event on our website as well. The council at St. Martin of Tours Church in Bellido is having its church fair September 10th and 11th, and the KC members are selling plates of dinner there at $10. That's September 10th and 11th. And they have all sorts of things to eat, gumbo for $5 and burgers and fries and other barbecue dinners. So if you're in that area, I would encourage you to stop by there. We have our horseshoe tournament coming up on September 10th in Plaquemine. So I would encourage councils to get their teams entered in that. And an early notice of the state golf tournament on October 7th and 9th in Houma. And again, all of that information is on our website as well. What else is going on? Council 906, St. Peter's Council in Covington, is having a raffle for Fall for the Beach. They're giving away a beach getaway. That's going to, for Gulf Shores, the getaway is October 14 to 16, but they're having their drawing on the September 13th. So you can get information from their Facebook site, Knights of Columbus 12906, on how to get tickets for their drawing. And then Council 13397 is hosting a men's weekly Bible study starting September 13th with Father Joseph and Dean Mathern down in Thibodeau. And again, you can get information on their weekly Bible study at their Facebook site, Knights of Columbus Council 13397. So that's a lot of stuff going on.
When the fall arrives, you guys really get moving. Outside of all the things you do locally at each and every church parish on a weekly basis. By the way, if one wants to become a member of the Knights of Columbus, what do they do, Eric?
They can go to kfc.org/join us or kfc.org, and you'll see the button there, Join Us. And they can join the Knights of Columbus online. That's via mail, 18 years of age or older. And if they put in the Blessed McGivney, they can join for free for a year.
Wow.
So I would encourage folks to do that as well.
Yeah. Do they also pray that he becomes a saint?
We would encourage that.
Heck,
hopefully,
yeah.
That'll occur soon.
I think that it will occur soon. So, well, Eric, as always, thank you so much for being with us on Wake Up, giving us an update on the Knights of Columbus. You guys continue to do great things, okay?
Well, bless y'all and have a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
All righty, and we'll see you soon as well. You'll be helping us out with Drive Time in the near future.
We look forward to that.
Yeah, it's coming up next month, so we'll be telling folks about that as well. Have a great Labor Day. All right, so that's Eric Miller. It is 15 after the hour, and you guys got any activities for Labor Day weekend?
My little college student is coming home, so that's pretty exciting.
Aww.
All right.
Yeah.
We got the grandkids coming in. How about you, Abby?
You know me, I hope I can go to the beach or the pool, watching the weather. I just want to relax. I want to relax this weekend in the sun.
Oh, yeah. We'll be doing some grilling as well. So, okay. Well, don't go away. It's 15 after on Wake Up.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 2nd. Today we celebrate Blessed John Francis Berthe and Companions. When the French Revolution began in 1791, priests in France were required to take an oath of allegiance that amounted to a denial of faith. Today we remember 191 martyrs who died in the years 1792 and 1794 for refusing to take that oath. John Berthe became a Franciscan at 16 and after his ordination taught theology to young friars. While in charge of a large friary in Paris, he was arrested and imprisoned in a Carmelite convent. Among his companions were Apollinaris of Poissat, a Swiss Capuchin studying languages in Paris, and Severin Giraud, a Franciscan Third Order regular priest serving as chaplain for a group of religious sisters. Father Giraud was the first to die in the slaughter at the convent, along with 182 others, including bishops and religious and diocesan priests. They were beatified by Pope Pius XI in 1926. Another conventual friar, John Baptiste Tricary, was chaplain for several Poor Clare monasteries when he and 13 diocesan priests were arrested and put to death in 1794. They were beatified in 1955. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It is 7:19 on Wake Up. Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. I'm Gabby Smith along with Damian Collado and Alicia Quibido. Hey, just wanted to give everyone a heads up because I know people tune in from time to time during Wake Up. We will not have a morning show on Monday. That's Labor Day. We will be back to regular programming on Tuesday. So we'll post all this, of course, on our social media so you can keep up to date with that. And if you have downloaded our app, you will receive a push notification if you allowed that for your phone. Our next guest is David Scotton. He's an attorney, and he's also talking about the movie Life Mark, which is a story about his adoption journey, his story, and it's absolutely quite amazing. David, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, you know, David, I say it's quite amazing because you and I are friends, and we've been following this story since I lived on Parker Avenue, and it's just so amazing to see how far it's come, just the popularity of I Lived on Parker Avenue and the amount of people who have seen it, and just to see the story come to life on the big screen is pretty remarkable.
It's absolutely surreal. It has been one heck of a journey. You know, I first shared the story, or adoption story, in 2011. And so it's been one after one step that has just transformed the story. And, you know, we heard from my birth mother for the first time right after I told the story for the first time, planned the meeting and had it filmed in I Lived on Parker Avenue, and got a chance to share our story through a documentary for years. And to now have a full feature film inspired by that story, inspired by the documentary, could not be more exciting for our family.
Absolutely. It is a tearjerker, I Lived on Parker Avenue. Tell us a little bit about what people can find whenever they go and see Life Mark for the first time, and the really just the essence of your story and what makes it so unique and so like a tearjerker, but just you have to see this movie.
Absolutely. So Life Mark is incredibly similar to I Lived on Parker Avenue. It shows my meeting with my birth family for the first time after 18 years, when I got to meet them in person and say thank you. Thank you for choosing life. Thank you for leaving an abortion clinic so many years ago and choosing adoption. I'm here because of your decision, and that's how beautiful adoption is. And this documentary and now this movie actually shows that reunion. So that's how important this issue is and the story is. I mean, to be able to go see this in theaters and have a resource to talk about adoption is so valuable for all of us, especially right now if they don't turn on your Roku weight.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the movie Life Mark will be in theaters September 9th through the 15th. And David, we're actually doing a movie ticket giveaway for the rest of the show. So go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Catholic Community Radio, and type in the word Life Mark in caps in the comment section, and I'll reach out to you to give you your movie tickets. This is tickets anywhere, wherever you are right now. We'll send those to you. David, I actually had the pleasure of watching Life Mark a few weeks ago while I was preparing for this interview, and I have to say it was really good, and I just absolutely love, I think you'll get a kick of the person who plays your friend in the movie. He was hilarious and such a pivotal part of your journey.
The movie's funny, like it's emotional and tearful, but it's also absolutely hilarious. So when you go see Life Mark in theaters, you'll be laughing, you'll be crying, and you'll just be smiling the whole time. It is a perfect movie, and the friend is hilarious.
Yeah, it really is. And it also talks about the adoption side as well. Your birth mom waiting for the call, you know, having kind of the past of the rejections and that being taken away, but then getting this call and having that question being asked from your birth mom to her. Kind of talk about that part of the story.
Can you elaborate on that? What part of the story?
Yeah, so there's a part of the story that we see in the movie where your birth mom calls your adoptive mother and asks her a unique question that gets her to choose to give you to your adoptive mother.
Right, and people ask if that actually happened, and that actually did. You know, if there's ever a movie inspired by a true story, this is it. They stuck to the storyline and our story so truthfully. My birth mother, when she was going through all the letters, you know, a lot of prospective adoptive parents are writing her letters saying, hey, I would love to be the mother to your biological child. And my birth mother read my mom's letter and felt an instant connection to her that she was the one. But she wanted to clarify that and call her and say, Susan, when you go fishing, do you bait your own hook? And I'll never forget, people started laughing in the theater when that came up this past Sunday at our premiere. because it's so funny. It's such a random question. But my mom said, you know, when we go fishing, we just cock a minnow, and I put the hook in the eye of the minnow. And that's when my birth mother said, I want you to be the mother.
Yeah, it's such a powerful moment. Talk about, you also have a cameo appearance in this movie, and also your birth mother does as well.
I do. I play the adoption attorney that facilitated baby David's adoption so many years ago. So it was really full circle to be able to be on set and be in a scene. And I'm in the scene of Kirk, the lady who plays my mother, and then my birth mother comes in. She actually is a nurse that, you know, brings baby David to David's parents. And my mom is actually in the same scene. It's like half a second, but she's the one who opens the door. So they actually have a scene, all three of us in the same scene, which makes it even more powerful.
Yeah, it sure does. We're talking to David Scott, and we're talking about the movie Life, Mark, which is based, it's a true story based on his powerful adoption story. We're also giving away movie tickets, and I'm looking at the comment section for today's Facebook Live video, and we have a lot of people commenting right now. So go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Catholic Community Radio. Wake Up Friday and type in the word Life Mark to win those movie tickets. We have 14 tickets to give away, so it is first come, first serve, and I'll send those to you, to any movie theater wherever you are right now. David, you've had the red carpet premiere. So many people have already seen the movie. How has it been so far for you and your family to kind of witness seeing other people also watch this movie with you?
Oh, it's been so humbling just to be a part of this journey for so long and to have these screenings. I mean, Sunday we had our New Orleans premiere, and we couldn't believe it. I mean, we had people wrapped around the building, standing in the rain to get into the theater. We had over 800 people RSVP and show up to attend that screening and that premiere. People are excited about this movie, and we're just glad to be a part of it. You know, we have a DC premiere next week, and then we'll all be in the theater. We'll all be in Elmwood the release night. And so we're just so glad to be a part of it, and truly blessed to have this experience and to be able to show our story and impact other people in ways we never would have imagined would have been possible.
Yeah. I lived on Parker Avenue. That scene is shown at the end of your movie. But if people have not seen I Live on Parker Avenue, is there a way that they can take a look at that as well?
Absolutely. So I Live in Parker Avenue is a 30-minute online documentary. If you just go to ilivinparkerav.com or YouTube, or just type in I Live in Parker Avenue, it'll show up. That's actually the real stuff. So that's like the actual scenes where my birth parents and I met for the first time. And so, you know, I don't know what would be best, to see that before the movie or after the movie, up to you. But highly recommend you go see both.
Awesome. Great. David Scotton, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Good to hear from you.
Absolutely. Yes. September 9th through the 15th is when the movie will be in theaters. Go to our Facebook page to win these movie tickets. Just type in the word Life Mark in the comment section for Wake Up Friday. I've been monitoring the comment section and our messages, so I've been seeing people type it in. So go ahead. We have 14 tickets, first come, first serve, so you can get those tickets. But you guys, you know, I don't know if you've seen I Lived on Parker Avenue, but every time I've been in a room with people who have seen it, there's sniffles and tears at the end of this documentary. And I think everyone will really enjoy the Life Mark movie. It's very similar and very well done.
It's a wonderful story, and we didn't have the opportunity to ask David though how it came to be, how the first movie I Lived on Parker Avenue came to be. But he came to our daughter's high school and did a presentation, and we saw the movie there, and it's a wonderful story about life and that difficult decision. And and you know, one thing that I love about David's story is that his, you know, sometimes you hear about adoptive parents, but he talks about his parents are his parents. You know, they maybe didn't give birth to him, but they are his parents. And just a lovely story. Yeah. So check out Life Mark for sure.
Absolutely.
So where do they go on Facebook? Gabby, real quick, if they want to win those tickets?
Yeah, go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Catholic Community Radio. Click on the live video that's streaming right now, that's Wake Up Friday, and type in the word LifeMark in the comment section for today's Facebook live video. It'll be first come, first serve. Real quick, Alicia, we have 30 seconds. I wanted to talk about the Steve Ray event over at Cypress Springs Mercedarian Prayer Center.
Yes, Steve Ray will be at Cypress Springs Mercedarian Prayer Center on Saturday, September 10th. I know that's an LSU game, but you know, it's Steve Ray, y'all. He is an apologist, and I don't know, his list goes on and on. He leads a lot of my words are just gone, y'all. Anyway,
pilgrimages.
He is awesome. Thank you. Pilgrimages. He will be at Cypress Spring Mercedarian Prayer Center on September 10th. So you can go to their website, Cypress Springs Mercedarian Prayer Center, and make your reservation. $60. That includes a continental breakfast, lunch, and Steve Ray. So check that out.
Yes. Definitely. Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie, joins us when we come back from the break. It is half past the hour on Wake Up.
Good morning. It's 35 minutes after the hour on Wake Up. We're so glad you're listening this morning. It is Friday. Today is actually First Friday. So if you are in the area and want to stop by our Baton Rouge studios, we'd love to pray with you. We start our rosary about 5 minutes after 8. So stop by. That's 11924 Sunray Avenue, and we would love to pray with you. Joining us this morning, as he does every Friday, is our friend Jeff Young. He is the Catholic Foodie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, y'all. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm trying to gear up for maybe a little more rain this weekend. I don't know.
I know. Yeah, we haven't had rain in a while, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a long weekend, a long wet weekend. So a recipe we could make inside and maybe not on the grill is a good idea. What do you think?
I think so. Although, you know, we're going to talk about salmon.
Okay.
And I'll talk about doing oven-baked salmon, which is, we did it twice this past week.
Oh.
We love salmon. We do this frequently.
Okay.
But I wanted to say, you know, sometimes you do something so often it kind of gets stale.
Yep.
You want something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of weeks ago, we were visiting one of Charles' cousins up in Jackson, and they love salmon. And so they made salmon for us, but he does it on his grill.
Okay.
And he's got a gas grill. All right. Now, I can't do salmon as easily as he does, because see, Dave Dawson converted me to charcoal about a decade ago. And so I found out recently that they have these like flamethrowers you could get to light your charcoal now. I wish I would have known that sooner, because you can have your charcoal lit and going in about 30 seconds with these things. But I don't have that in stock, and so it takes a while to get things going on the grill for me. With the rain coming, I don't have to worry about it. But I will say this, the salmon that was done on the grill up in Jackson a couple of weeks ago was phenomenal.
Mm.
It was just so good. It's just such a different flavor. And I guess that was what I wanted to share. It's just there's so much versatility with something like salmon. You know, we have, out of our four children, we have one who doesn't like baked salmon, loves smoked salmon, doesn't like baked salmon.
Okay.
So now this is the easiest recipe in the world. So it's you know, if it's raining this weekend, or you don't have the gas grill and you don't want to fool the charcoal, whatever it may be, this is such a super simple recipe to do. We like to get a big old slab of salmon, and we may even, like we did this past week, we just cut that thing right in half into two big pieces. We did one night, and then we did another one the next night.
All right.
That way it's always fresh. But we take like a shallow baking dish, or there's another word for what we have, and I can't think of it right now. But we take that, you know, wash the salmon, and just rinse it in cold water, pat it dry, put it into the baking dish, put olive oil on top, just smear that around, and then salt it liberally.
Okay.
And you put that in a preheated oven. We do it at 450. And it usually depends. See, that's where it's tricky. When you say, when is it done? Well, it's done when you say it's done.
Right.
How you like it, right?
Because it differs in thickness, right?
But you have to keep an eye on it. It depends on the thickness. Sometimes if you have a thick piece, it may go a little longer. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, usually it depends on what we got the other day. I think within 6 or 7 minutes, it was ready. And we don't like it well done.
Yes.
You know, we like it kind of medium.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And so it's very flexible. You can do it the way you like it. And if you forget it, just don't forget it for too long because it doesn't take very long to cook.
Okay. You know, I have to say, growing up in South Louisiana, we didn't have salmon. You know, as a child, we had other fish my dad would catch and that kind of thing. But then my husband and I lived in Washington State for many years, and, you know, everybody loves salmon there, and I could not get on board with it. And I'm not sure why. We did have one friend who did a fabulous job with it, and I think it's time for me to try it. So I just have never attempted cooking it like one of your children. I prefer smoked salmon, but I think I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to try your recipe. I guess I've just been afraid to make it, but I've had it when it's not been good, and I think that that's the key, right? Sometimes it can be mushy. Is that overcooked when it's mushy?
It can be, or even just the fish itself could be a little older.
Okay. Okay. So
I think that's the thing, that because you have a difference between natural caught salmon and farm raised,
yes.
You know, just like you will with catfish and other fish.
Yes. Okay. So I was going to talk about. Let's talk about picking your salmon. So obviously, you don't want farm raised. And you want it to...
Well, I say that. I don't know. It depends. Because I mean, if you're thinking about it in terms of quality,
right?
I think that your fresh caught salmon is the best.
For sure. Yes.
Right?
Yep.
But it's also
going
to be the most expensive.
That's true.
Right? And so sometimes when you raise in a family, you got to kind of watch the budget.
That's true.
And so it's not that I don't want to demonize farm-raised fish. And they have a place.
Okay.
You know, so... If that's what is in the budget and that's what's available,
there you go.
It's good food, you know.
Okay. No, that sounds
just
good.
Might be mushy.
And so it depends on too sometimes where it's coming from. Do you have a preference, like Pacific or Alaskan, or are you just get whatever's freshest?
I get whatever's freshest. And I guess that's the thing, and the question beyond is it fresh caught or is it farm-raised is where are you buying it? You know, because you can go to a big box store and get it, and it may not be the freshest.
Gotcha.
Right? Yes. I like, you know, we have Pat Seafood right around the corner from us. I like going and shopping places, especially for something like seafood.
Mm-hmm.
I like shopping with people I know and trust.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I want to support their business, and I know that when I go in to buy something, I'm getting it fresh.
Okay. Oh, that's good advice.
And that's the thing that goes with anything, right? Not just seafood, but you know, buying your meat or whatever. You want to.
Yeah.
I like the whole idea of just staying local.
Shopping local. That's great advice. Okay, Jeff Young, where can our listeners find out more about you, find this delicious salmon recipe and other recipes?
CatholicFoodie.com is the main hub online, but Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I'm kind of all over the place.
You're everywhere under Catholic Foodie, correct?
That's right, Catholic Foodie.
All right. Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie. There might be oven-baked salmon at the Quibido House this weekend. I'll let you know how that goes. I do want to tell you that last weekend I did the crawfish cornbread with the shrimp etouffee on top, and good golly, that was a lot. It is delicious.
Wow.
Keeping in mind there's no recipe police, I made a decision that I think was not a good decision. So I'm going to share that with you. I doubled the crawfish in the cornbread recipe, and I think I shouldn't have done that. It had a little bit too much moisture. It was still delicious. But that was a fabulous recipe. So it was quite the treat in our house. So thanks again for sharing. Jeff Young, the Catholic Foodie. Check him out at CatholicFoodie.com. Thanks for joining us.
I'm sorry. I was going to ask you why you doubled it, because you had extra.
It says every recipe says a pound, but you know when you buy frozen crawfish, they're not a pound. Mm. It's a little bit less.
Like 12 ounces.
It was for a 9x13 pan, and I just thought one didn't sound like enough.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I doubled it, and maybe I shouldn't have. So Anyway, live and learn. No. But it was delicious. I mean, really, can you have too many crawfish?
That's what I was thinking.
I know. But it just made it a little bit more, a little bit wetter. So I had to cook it a little bit longer than Jeff suggested. So, hey, I wanted to let all the guys out there know that Catholic Man Night is coming up and reservations are on sale now. It's at White Oak Estate and Gardens in Baton Rouge. It's November 2nd. Chef John Foles has an amazing strolling buffet planned for the guys. There will be some amazing raffle prizes, no auction this year. And our guest speaker is our friend Coach Paul Manieri, a former baseball coach for the LSU Tigers. So, there you go. Will be a great night. You do not want to miss it. Ladies, if you're listening, this is a great gift to give the guy in your life. Make a reservation. Reservations are $125 per man. That includes the buffet, the speaker, wine and beer. And we have an awesome patron party that is $250 per man. So check it out at ccradio.live. It's right on the homepage. It's 45 minutes after the hour. Terry Dixon, Director of Communication for the Diocese of Biloxi and editor of the Gulf Pine Catholic newspaper, joins us with an update. It's 15 minutes before the hour on Wake Up.
Hey, 12 minutes before the top of the hour on this beautiful Friday morning. So glad you could join us. Damian Collado, Gabby Smith, Alicia Quibido, and the gang, along with our good friend Terry T.D. Dixon, who is Director of Communications for the Diocese of Biloxi and editor of the Gulf Pine Catholic newspaper. And he's got some great news of a big event coming up our way. Huh, Terry? Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yes, man. Front page, the inaugural Bishop's Gala. Share with us what that's all about. I've already read the article, but it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun for a good cause.
I think it is going to be a lot of fun. I've never been to a gala, so I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I don't even know how to act at a gala.
Well, go with a mind of having fun. I'll just say that.
That's what I'm going to do. And this is the inaugural Bishop's Gala, which will be held Saturday, November 5th. I'm sorry, Saturday, November 5th at 6 p.m. in Beau Rivage Magnolia Ballroom in Biloxi. And this event will benefit Catholic Charities of South Mississippi and the many wonderful programs they operate. It'll include dinner, an auction, a split-the-pot raffle, and entertainment by Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters.
And
the guest of honor... I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt, but if you want to get a taste of Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters, you can go to YouTube. They will have you dance. And Terry, even if you don't dance, you'll be dancing that night.
I don't dance, and I'm pretty sure I won't be dancing that night either.
But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
The guest of honor will be none other than Bishop Louis F. Kinnaman III, our Bishop of Biloxi. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. So there are three sponsorship levels. Platinum, and the platinum table is $1,750. The gold is $1,500. And the silver is $1,250. So can I sign you up for a platinum, Damien?
Why not? Let's talk about that after we get off the air. I'll see if I still have my platinum card.
So anyway, our Catholic Charities offices do such a great job. We have community outreach offices in Pascagoula, Waveland, Gulfport, and Hattiesburg. We have the food bank in Gulfport. We have the Migration and Refugee Center, the Infant and Maternity Services, the Disaster Recovery Program, the Representative Pay Program. We have individual marriage and family counseling. And pretty soon, we will resume offering adoption services. So you can have a great time and you support a great cause.
Yes, definitely. You know, in the article, I didn't realize that Bishop Kinnaman was born in Lafayette, Louisiana.
He was, yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so he's actually got Louisiana roots. All right, so, and again, Terry, if they want to get tickets, one more time on that website.
You can go to CatholicCharitiesOfSouthMississippi.org, or you can email bishopsgala@gmail.com.
Very good. Okay, now, the bishop is always busy, but he was busy installing a new priest at a new church.
Father Emmanuel Subar is the new pastor of St. Matthew the Apostle Parish in the White Cypress community. I've also heard it called Neat Case Crossing. It's got a Perkinson mailing address. So
Okay.
You have three locations to choose from. But the people at St. Matthew are very excited to have Father Emmanuel there, and I know Father Emmanuel is excited to be there. So it's a very unique church. If you go on Saturday evening, they have it's kind of like country musicians, but it's just an interesting experience.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the area, so.
Straight up 603, headed north.
Ah, got it. Okay. Yeah. And also a Blessed Silos parishioner enters the Redemptorist Formation, right? There's a nice article on this gentleman.
Cody Hill is a native of Biloxi. He is a graduate of St. Martin High School. He has a bachelor's degree in criminology from the University of South Alabama, and he also served in the National Guard for 10 years. Let me make a correction. Being from St. Martin, he's probably from St. Martin. I don't know that for sure. But anyway, they had a farewell mass for him at Blessed Silos recently on August 20th. And we had a couple of Redemptorist priests were there. Father Steve Wilson, who was the former pastor, and Father Chung Cao, both of those men came and took over the administration of Blessed Silos and Our Mother of Sorrows parishes in Biloxi after Hurricane Katrina, and did a fantastic job rebuilding those two parishes. Thought I would drop that in because we just celebrated the 15th anniversary of Katrina, was it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I try to put that out of my mind, but it you're right.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Cody is now in New York at the St. Alphonsus Formation House in the Bronx. And he is going to be attending St. John University, where he'll study philosophy as the first part of his formation. So we're really happy for Cody. Just keep him in your prayers.
Yeah. And a well-rounded young man, so he's going to make a great priest. Share with us, I always like to go to page 2 in the Gulf Pine, because that's where all the events are taking place. Share with us a few of the events in the last couple minutes that we have.
Oh, man, where do I start? How about the healing mass at Our Mother of Mercy Church in Passe Christiane on Friday, September 16th at 6 p.m.? And this is sponsored by the parish of St. Vincent de Paul Laity Ministry. And they've been doing it every month. So, again, that's September 16th at 6 p.m. at Our Mother of Mercy Church in Passe Christiane.
Okay. And also, go ahead.
So Our Lady Academy is having a mercy run, and a 5K mercy run, that is, and charity tennis shoe drive on Saturday, September 17th at 8 a.m. at the Washington Street Pier in Bay St. Louis. You can go to OurLadyAcademy.com for an application. You could drop boxes for new or gently used tennis shoes at the locations listed on the website. So what size do you wear, Damien?
I wear an 8.
Okay, I'll see if I can find some gently used.
You find anything for me. And it was funny because you said tennis shoe drive. I did catch that. It was like, no, it's not on tennis shoe drive, But anyway, well, love, buddy, we're out of time, but where do they go to pick up a Gulf Pine paper?
www.biloxidiocese.org, or if you're in Biloxi, stop by 1790 Pop Ferry Road. Come in, have a cup of coffee. We'll give you a paper to go.
Awesome. Right. And I'm going to look at my calendar. You may see me at the gala.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a great
week. All of you at the gala.
Yeah, all of us. Right. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Terry Dixon, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Biloxi. He's also editor of the Gulf Pine Catholic newspaper there. Good guy, and a lot going on. And all around, all the church parishes get more active as the fall approaches, and I just love it.
Yeah,
so hopefully everyone has great plans for the Labor Day weekend. Thanks for being with us all this week here on Wake Up. We're going to wrap up with a prayer to our Father. If we haven't done that in a while, in the name of the Father, Son, mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, amen. Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Tuesday at 7 a.m. Central Time. No wake up on Monday. That's Labor Day. But join us Tuesday. Father Kyle Dave, pastor of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Bellechase, joins us. Richard Meek with the Catholic Commentator. Michael Acalda with St. Vincent de Paul. And Michael Litchens with a book called You Are Called to Greatness. Have a wonderful Friday and a great Labor Day weekend. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Radio.